Another step. Another. I carefully turn my back to the nearest wall and let my vision adjust. There. Angron's eyes smolder with their own infernal light, though far less so than the last time I stood before him in this place. Then his inhuman gaze had been fierce and fearsome, so that not one of us could long hold it. The murderous glare of the god's most lethal creation. But now, the demon prince watches me with something like wariness. He is crouched in the shadow of his throne, and such a thing is no small marvel for a being of his warp-gifted size and majesty. No, not crouched. Cowering. I cannot process what I am seeing. The nails ticking is an aneurysmal pulse in my ears as well as my mind. Father, he calls again. Gone is the bestial growl, the hoarse rumble of a throat no longer capable of screaming itself raw. I would say, rather, that he sounds more like himself again, his old self. His former self, the broken warrior he was, before his... I do not know the correct term. I do not care to know it. This is beyond me, beyond any of us. We no longer trouble ourselves to wonder.